just finished a series of studies on the Resurrection Day. And as I was making that preparation for those lessons, I recognized something, and I thought it would be beneficial to stop and notice several questions the resurrected Christ asked his disciples. And I would like for us to look at last questions of the resurrected Christ and then make a little bit of application. The first thing I want you to note in the book of John in the 20th chapter is the questions that Jesus asked Mary. When she was at the tomb of Jesus, you'll remember that Jesus asked a question. And this is the resurrected Christ asking Mary in verse 15, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" There are two questions the resurrected Christ asked. Here he had been crucified, put to death. Now he's been raised. And for 40 days or 50 days from the time you have the Passover to Pentecost, we read of those days that Jesus was there before he ascended back to heaven. And he asked Mary at this time this question, "Why are you weeping?" And notice that Jesus in verse 16 says her name, Mary. And I want you to think about that she, when she heard her name, she knew it was him. The Bible says in verse 16, she turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. I want you to think about the questions Jesus asked Mary, and then when he said her name, it drew to her attention that he had been raised from the dead. And immediately when her name was heard, if you remember in John 10:14, the divine revelation says that Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. And when she heard her name, she knew her shepherd's voice. So one of the last questions that Jesus asked before he ascended back to heaven was to Mary when he said, "Why are you weeping?" He wanted her to understand he was not dead. Then in Luke 24, which we took our series from, we looked at the disciples on the Emmaus Road who were confused and hurt. And you'll remember that they were talking with Jesus and they were despondent and in despair because they had hoped that Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel. They had been looking for a physical kingdom and not a spiritual kingdom. But then Jesus asked them some questions to open their eyes. If you look in your Bible in Luke 24 and verse 19, he asked a two-worded question when they said, "Have you not heard about the things that have happened in Jerusalem?" And he just says, "What things?" And then if you look in your Bible, up in verse 17, he asked the question, "What kind of conversation is this that you have had with one another? Why are you so sad, or why is your countenance downfallen?" So Jesus is asking some questions about why they were so despondent. Then if you look at your Bible, look in verse 26. Jesus asked another question. Here the resurrected Christ said, "Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Here Jesus asked a thought-provoking question to the disciples. He in essence is saying to them, "Do you not know the scriptures? Do you not remember what the prophets have spoken about? Why are you being foolish in heart and slow to believe?" And then, if you will, look down in verse 32, their eyes were open. They remembered the words of Jesus after he broke the bread. And notice in verse 32 the statement, "Did not our hearts burn within us when he opened the scriptures to us?" Their unbelieving hearts turned to believing hearts and burning hearts. Then if you take your Bible, look in the book of John in the 21st chapter. And in John 21, the resurrected Christ asks some more questions. And these are questions to get the attention of the disciples. If you note in verse 1 through verse 4, that Peter and several other disciples had gone fishing, and they had caught nothing. And Jesus asked them in verse 5, "Children, have you any food?" You ever know when you've gone fishing and you haven't caught anything, and somebody says, "Have you caught anything?" That's kind of despondent. You hate to answer it. And they said, "We haven't caught a thing." And Jesus instructs them to cast the net on the other side. And they caught a great catch. And then Jesus gives them further instruction in verses 10 and 12 to bring the fish up. And then you'll see that they ate. But then in John 21, notice that Jesus asked Peter in particular some questions. In verse 15, he asked the question, "Do you love me?" In verse 16, he asked the same question. In verse 17, he asked the same question. And we notice the instruction of Jesus after each question was answered. Peter had denied the Lord three times. Now he must confess his love three times. And Jesus said, "I want you to know my sheep, to feed my lambs. I want you to tend to my sheep. I want you to do these things." Then, if you begin in verse 18, he begins to tell Peter what kind of death he would die. And through verse 22, you'll see that he says that to Peter, there's going to be some things you don't like. And Peter, when he heard this, if you look in your Bible in verse 20, turned around and saw John, or it says the disciple whom Jesus loved, that would be John, following, who had leaned on his breast at the supper and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Now look at Jesus' next question. "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?" Have you ever thought of that question? What is that to you? Jesus asked Peter, "You follow me. And you need to tend to your business, and you need to put your faith in me and not worry about John. You need to keep your eyes on me." So I want to ask three questions that we can find from the resurrected Christ tonight. First of all, do we know him? We sang the song, "Jesus that we know. Do you know my Jesus?" Remember what it said in John 10 and 14? He knows his sheep, and he says his sheep know him. Do we know the shepherd? Secondly, Christ suffered and entered into glory. That should cause our heart to burn within us as we enjoy studying about the Savior. But foolish hearts and unbelieving hearts never want to study about Jesus. They don't want to hear about it because they don't want to know about the one who died for them. Thirdly, do we love him and follow him? If you love him, you'll follow him. You won't make an excuse. You won't say, "What about this person?" What you'll do is you'll say, "Lord, you speak and I'll obey." Tonight, do you know my Jesus? Have you obeyed his word? Have you been baptized into Christ? Have you put on Christ that you could walk with him? Are you following? Because one day, you'll stand before the resurrected Christ in judgment. And what will the verdict be? It depends upon how we answer the questions Jesus asked. If you're here and you need to be baptized into Christ or restored, we pray you come.